Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hurricanes head coach Gino Demare, and you have a lot of freshmen and sophomores. You're going to have a week off, well, sort of a week off. You won't play until the weekend against Bethune. Do you worry at all now with 10 games to go that with a young team that maybe offensively, because of swinging the bat, some guys start to get tired arms and get a little fatigue, batter's fatigue, hitter's fatigue?
Yeah, so we just talked about it. I mean, we're going to take a couple days off. We're getting ready to get into exams, start Wednesday. So Monday's always a day off. Tuesday will be a day off. We will give them another day off. We'll practice Wednesday and Thursday. There'll be light practices because our guys will be taking exams. And like you said, we're playing out of conference Friday, Saturday, Sunday against Bethune. I think our guys are a little bit tired, and this is the time of the year where we need to, as coaches, be conscious of that, and we're going to make sure they get rest. They still need to work out. We got a lot of guys banged up, so this is a good time for our guys to certainly get rest, get healthy. Guys that need to get stronger, do that. We're going to do the same thing the next week. We will take off Monday and Tuesday before we go to, I believe, Wake Forest. So, you know, we want to make sure our guys, like you said, you want to be rested. You want to be strong at the end of the season. We certainly don't want to be tired out. I got to give a little credit to Virginia Tech. Their pitching was pretty good, and they brought in some lefties that were good. They weren't just average Joes. They were pretty good lefties, and certainly we have lefties in our lineup, usually five of them. And even the guy that started on Sunday, the right-hander, you know, thank goodness Del Castillo got a hold of the ball because – he was cruising, absolutely cruising. And when Del Castillo hit the home run, I was kind of surprised to see that they got the bullpen going down there. But I guess maybe he was on a pitch count himself.
Del Castillo also did a good job for you in the outfield, made a couple of really nice plays in the outfield.
Yeah, you know, we always give a player the game after the game when we win, and certainly could have easily gone to Kaiser or Fetterman. But we gave it to Del Castillo because not only did he hit a two-run shot that we were non-existent offensively, other than Villar gave a great at-bat prior to Dell's home run to get a walk, but we were not given good at-bats. And then he saves us with first and second, nobody out, and what we thought was a three-run home run down the right field line. He comes up and makes an unbelievable catch with that. Thank God that our prevailing southeast wind knocked the ball down. And then, you know, to end the game, the ball's hit to right center. And to be honest with you, I'm thinking Jordan Lala's going to catch that ball. And Del Castillo comes out of nowhere and makes – those are two huge clutch catches, that game-saving catches.
You go into the month of May, 10 games left to play in the regular season. Seven of those games are at home. So you're in pretty good shape. Six games left in conference play, three against Wake and three against Duke. So a lot of good things are out there for you.
Yeah, you know, you want to be at home. Look, we're trying to shoot for right now. An immediate goal for us would be hosting a regional and being at home in front of our crowds. And it's comfortable, you know, nothing like being in your own bed and playing on your own field and just all the things that you're accustomed to doing. So, I mean, that's an immediate goal for us. It's good that we are home. We've played some games on the road that have been interesting, you know, with inclement weather, and, you know, here we are May, but I see still places that are crazy with weather and playing doubleheaders at 10 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, we played in snow this year on the road. We played in 30 degree, 25 mile an hour winds with rain all game long. And, so it's nice to look outside and see blue skies and sunshine. I don't care how hot it gets. I'll take that any day of the week. So, yes, we're happy, and we've played well at home. Not that haven't played well on the road. We've done that too. But that is certainly going to help us, I think, and having a chance, an opportunity to host, and that would be step one. And, of course, our ultimate goal is to try to win this whole thing.
I think one of the things that you can see right now with your program is the fact that you've been here for so long, and now we're late in the season, and you can see the transition, how smooth it's been for you. Doesn't seem like there have been a lot of road bumps, speed bumps here, other than some of the injuries. But in terms of you and your staff and the communication with the players everything seems to be moving right along. And this is just really, for you and your program, the beginning.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to think that, I hope that's a true statement you made. You know, I was just telling somebody, you know, it's important to have, you know, the chemistry, you know, you hear that all the time in sports, but it's so important. This team seems to have that. And to me, as a head coach, that might be my most important responsibility or challenge, is making sure that we're all on the same page, you know, and pulling for each other. And you know, we've got guys that maybe are on the bench that could possibly argue that should be playing, and because, you know, we've had some guys do well. You know, we've platooned some guys. You know, all in all, trying to keep the team focused, keep them together, keep them working hard to an ultimate goal. The end, bottom line is playing hard, you know, playing with passion and energy. It's something we've stated from day one. But it has been it seems like for me, you know, of course, our season's not over, and certainly feel good of where we're at compared to the last 2 years right now as we're speaking. But look, I've been here for 20 years as a coach, and I've said this before, you can't be an assistant coach is more prepared, not that I'm stating anything that, you know, I've got it all figured out, but just more prepared for being a coach at this university, because I've been here for so long. And not only as a coach, I played here for 4 years. And so it just all feels kind of normal to me.
It feels very normal looking at it. How much time do you guys get a chance, whether it's you and the staff, to like look around the landscape of college baseball? Because there was a time it was Texas, Miami, Florida State, LSU, and now you look around and it's Oregon State, East Carolina, and UCLA's up there, but it is not the normal cast of characters anymore.
No, I mean, there was a time, now we're ranked, but you had three teams from the state of Florida, which I can't ever recall, Florida State, Miami, that were not ranked at one time. We are now, so that's good, and hopefully that stays that way. But no, the parity in our sport, I think it's probably true in all the major sports, but there's still so much parity, Joe, around the country. And so it's certainly, it's gotten harder. There's no doubt. It's gotten harder to get to where you want to get to. And so we understand that. We know how competitive it is and how hard we need to work to make sure we're recruiting and doing the things we need to keep this program alive. And of course, working every day to get these guys to work hard and really, change the culture. Maybe, you know, it's one of the things I probably should have said. It's something that we feel like we've done a good job from day one back in the summertime of getting the guys to understand that what has happened the last couple of years is absolutely unacceptable. It's embarrassing, humiliating, whatever words you want to use. And of course, I'm part of it because I was a coach, you know. And so, you know, something certainly I know moving forward as a head coach, that was something I wanted to really emphasize, is changing the whole attitude and culture. And I think we've done that. And now you got to win, and I think we've done a good job of learning how to win. At the end of the day, we still got to win. There's some games, you know, if you look at, we've played some top ranked teams where we haven't won those, and that's what's going to take if you're going to win this whole thing. You know, you're going to have to beat the really, really, really good teams to get to where you want to go. And we've done that, but we haven't won the series, and we need to find a way to do it. We've been close. Mm-hmm. We haven't found a way to get over that hump, but hopefully that's something that we can do as we move forward. And, you know, certainly the team's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Had your two best pitchers on the shelf for a little bit. Going forward, how do you or do you have a plan yet on how you want to manage that? You've got Bethune coming up. Do you talk about that this week or try to rest them as much as you can going into the postseason?
Yeah, so, of course, we talk every day about it. Right now, it's too far ahead to see where we're at, but Chris McMahon is probably ahead of Evan because Chris has started throwing, albeit it's just playing catch, but it's, you know, he took today, he's thrown 2 days, he took today off, he'll throw tomorrow. There's a chance he might throw maybe on Sunday, Bethune, and it would be just short, like a bullpen session, but in a game, but that's not anything etched in stone. We you know, I'm all for resting these guys as much as we can, but when they're ready to go, we obviously have to get them going. Ideally, it'd be good if both of them were back for our last two weekend series, but if they're not ready, And if it's the ACC tournament, then it is, it's that. And if they're not ready for that, then we're not going to bring guys back until they're 100% ready to go. And they know that. And so, you know, hopefully they're doing everything they can to get better with our trainers and everything. So hopefully, you know, we can get them back sooner than later.
You mentioned the confidence and the chemistry of your team. And again, what you saw, I've seen, I think over the month of April, a 13-4 month is different guys step up and make plays. And that's a really good sign. Find different ways to win games.
It's a mark of a good team. You know, hitters have seemed to, as a team, the hitters have done a good job most of the year of scoring runs and maybe picking up the pitchers at times. Certainly this weekend it was the pitchers doing a good job, because our pitchers struggled at Louisville, albeit Louisville's a good team, good hitting team. But, you know, we got to pitch better against teams like that. And they really stepped up this weekend and pitched well, you know. And so it was different guys. It has been different guys in different games. So, to me, that's the mark of a good team, is being able to do that and pick guys up. And, again, especially with the, when you have not just some guys. We got key guys that are down. When you're talking about your star players that are down, and we're able to overcome that, it bodes well for our team and how we play together as a team.
You know, just a couple more things. We were talking about the state of college baseball in the show tonight, and also last week. And you mentioned that, you know, you get to the super regionals, how exciting that is. And, you know, one thing about college baseball, it's funny how on one hand they kind of hold it back a little bit. And on the other hand, you look around some of these stadiums that have been built around the country, and they look like double-A or triple-A ballparks. And when you get into the tournament time, postseason, those things are packed, whether it's revamped Alex Box Stadium at LSU or this thing they built in Arkansas. I mean, there are some stadiums that are state-of-the-art, wild, double-A, triple-A-looking ballparks in, at the college level.
Yeah, I've always felt those regional and super regional games, not to take anything away from the World Series, which, by the way, the stadium in Omaha is beautiful now, absolutely beautiful, but I like the old one.
Yeah.
I like the old one so much better. The fans were more on top of you, and it just had more of that baseball atmosphere. Now it's, you know, it seems like it's more business there, and it's, the fans are way away from you in Omaha now. But beautiful stadium. But the regionals and super regionals, when I think back even at our park and other places where we've gone to play in other places, those are some great, great games. And, of course, you've got, you know, home field advantage in those, and you're playing for the right for that. And so the crowds are very into it. You're right. Some of the stadiums are absolutely beautiful now. They're spending $30, $40, $50 million on stadiums. But, you know, I like our place, too, when it gets going and it gets crowded and then people make noise. And certainly I'm hoping that if we do have a chance to host a regional here, I'm going to do everything I can to get all the fans out to come support us. Because, look, I'm a Miami guy. I'm born and raised here. And I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm a Canes fan. You know, I love all the sports here, even though I have some Boston in me for my family. But I grew up, I'm born and raised here. I love Miami, and we need to win.
Yeah.
We need, this town needs to win. And that's bad. It's a big thing, too. I think like that. I'm thinking, man, we need to get something for this town and get them excited. And certainly I would think some true sports fans, especially Canes fans and baseball fans, we need their support to come out. This is a good thing going right now that we have going, and there's no place like Mark Light to come out. It's the easiest ticket in town to get, and it's a great atmosphere for kids and for adults, and hopefully we're playing good baseball where people, we can entertain and they can come out and support us.
Like college football, college baseball is better when Miami's in the mix, and right now you got him in the mix, so good luck in the...
Okay, thank you, Joe.
That's University of Miami head coach Gino Namari.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.